Well, hey there, rock star. Sarah Rockin' Robbins here, author of the best-selling book, Rock Your Network Marketing Business, and the top-selling CD series, The Rockstar Recruiting School. Welcome to the Rockstar Recruiting School Masterclass Edition. This series is for leaders who've mastered the basics of power prospecting that I've shared in my Rockstar Recruiting School CDs, and of course, in my best-selling book, Rock Your Network Marketing Business. You're here because you're ready to take it to the next level and rise to the ranks of leadership in your company and in our powerful profession. Now, this leadership series will teach you my leadership system that led me to my seven-figure success, along with many six or seven-figure success stories on my team and those that I've mentored throughout the profession. You're going to be learning in this series how to manage your time, and you'll learn about some of my favorite tools for leaders, as well as how to create successful systems that lead to dynamic duplication on your team, and how to rock your recognition, which will create the culture, the glue that holds your team together, your volunteer army together. Now, six and seven figure success certainly didn't happen overnight for me. It wasn't easy, but it was certainly worth it. For those of you who haven't heard it, here's my story. I'm a formerly shy teacher by trade who was living in one of the more depressed economies in the country. I had just moved, just married, and just got my brand new job teaching kindergarten. I was in my 20s when I started my business. Now, while I loved teaching, we were facing financial difficulties, paying bills with change. I was facing the loss of my job and our first home. So naturally, this caused me to look for extra income, and my search led me to network marketing. I found my company when it was a top-selling clinical brand in high-end department stores. I was freelancing for them to supplement my teaching income. And during this time, our founders, like many, were looking for ways that they could leverage their brand and bring it to the masses in today's social economy. Everyone's online. Who you know and what they recommend is more influential now than ever before. So they decided to choose a social selling model and make a transition from retail to network marketing. And they asked me to join them, along with my mother, Chris, and we said yes. Now, because we were first, we didn't have training or marketing materials. In fact, we didn't even have a compensation plan yet. All we had was our belief. We believed so strongly in the opportunity we were offering and in the product we were promoting. But from the outside looking in, it may not have appeared that we would have had a very high survival rate. But today, my mother and I are both seven-figure earners with our company. Through our persistence and commitment to personal and professional growth, we were able to establish a system and help others get off to a great start. I was able to retire from teaching so I could pursue my dream of starting a foundation for children. I did that my first year, just working part-time, and then decided to do this full-time. And 5 years in, by the age of 29 years old, I became our company's first six-figure per month earner. Yes, per month. And we've mentored many six and seven-figure annual residual income earners on our team. Many have earned free company cars and are enjoying luxury trips to fabulous destinations around the world. I'm proud of what our profession has done for people. My greatest joy is what we're able to give. We offer hope and freedom to those who join us in our incredible business model, but we also offer hope and freedom to those that we're able to bless with our time, talent, and resources that our business provides to us that we can generously give to others. Now, I'm also able to give to all of you today to teach you what I've learned as a leader. You know, some of the lessons, some of the stories, some of the struggles, which will help you to thrive and grow and help you to build a solid, lasting success story in our powerful profession too, all while living a life you truly love with the people you truly love. I'm here today to tell you this. You can have it all. You can have it all. You can have a balanced family life, an extremely successful network marketing business, and you can help others walk out their reason why as well. There's nothing like seeing your reason why in action, all while living a life that you truly love on your own time and your own terms. So how is this possible, you ask? I've got so much going on. We all do. So let's first dig into time management for leaders. You may have heard me share this story on my CD series or in my book, but it's a short story that's worth repeating. So many of us leaders find ourselves burnt out, and at oftentimes, you know, we feel like we're buying into a lie that network marketing can provide us two-time freedom because we're so busy, so burnt out, and so stuck in management mode. So let's talk about that, and let's talk about some solutions for that, some time-saving tools for leaders. But first, the story of the starving baker. Have you heard the story of the starving baker before? Some of you may. Imagine there's a brand new beautiful bakery built right down the road, and the aroma of fresh pastries fills the air. And this is where hot, delightful treats will be served all day long. You go in. This baker is brilliant. You order your treat and you watch as the baker does his thing. It's magnificent watching. He does everything himself. He cleans the tables, he tends to the cash register, he bakes the good, he greets the guests, and you start to notice, he's surprisingly thin. You begin to think he's so busy baking for others, he's forgetting to feed himself. Are you that starving baker? I know I was when I started my business. I felt like I had to be the leader to all people and do all things. And man, I struggled trying to keep up with it all. I later realized that it's best to empower other leaders, to delegate duties and responsibilities, and allow others the opportunity to shine. You know, we're so busy that we fall into that starving baker mode. We get so wrapped up with our jobs, our problems, the house, the errands, everyone else and their matters, that sometimes we forget to push pause and take time to feed ourselves. We feel hollow. Sometimes we feel fake. But the thing is, I want to encourage you today, my friend, you are not fake at all. What you are is a starving baker. You've gotten so busy, maybe you've stopped growing, or maybe you've stopped growing others. We've all been there before. You're balancing a lot in your life, family, friendships, maybe your faith and finances. And you're balancing a lot in your business too, personal recruiting, starting newbies strong, implementing systems for large and growing organizations. How do you do it all? Let's talk a little bit about time management for leaders. Now, my first tip of advice for you is to treat your business like a business, and it will pay you like a business. Treat it like a hobby, and it will pay you like a hobby. I recommend if you want to rise to the ranks of leadership in your business that you set aside a minimum of 10 to 15 hours per week of income-producing activity to build a big business. Now remember, this course is for leaders, so it's my assumption that this is what you want to do. So what is income-producing activity? It's not checking Facebook, it's not cleaning your office, it's not refreshing your downline report over and over again or your sales reports. How are you allocating those hours into income-producing activity? Well, for me, 80% of my time should be spent personally recruiting new distributors or consultants. I'll flip back and forth between that terminology within the series, so bear with me, but it's a business builder. You're always going to be recruiting if you want to be successful in network marketing. If you stop recruiting, you will die a slow death in this business. And remember this. Those who got you there may not be the ones who keep you there. So as you recruit, remember, some will walk, some will run, fewer will go the distance and have that marathon mentality that they'll make it to the finish line. People will quit. It's human nature. And some even enter into the witness protection program, right? They buy a kit and they disappear. You never see them again. But you need to understand, if you haven't found the level of success yet that you desire, you just simply haven't found the true leaders yet. I remember a time in my business where I was feeling frustrated, like I was spinning plates and I was doing everything myself. I was trying to motivate people to success. I had sharp people in my group who maybe were successful in other endeavors, but they simply weren't getting it, or they simply weren't doing it. I spoke to one of our company VPs and, you know, shared with her my frustration and expressed my concern. And she said, "Sarah, here's the problem." And this was years ago. "You don't have leaders in your group yet." And I thought, well, I sure do. I have sharp individuals who could totally rock this business. They're nice, they're friendly, they're great, they're sharp. You know, I thought I had the people in my business who would totally rock it. The problem was I thought they could rock their business. I love what one of my leaders, Amy Bird, says. She says, how do you know a leader? You watch their feet, not their mouths. I'm going to say it again. You watch their feet and not their mouths. In other words, they show you evidence by what they do and not by what they say they're going to do. Plenty of people have told me that they would make me a millionaire. This VP went on to say, your leaders will require no motivating. They will come in, you'll point them in the right direction, and they will outpace you. Now, 5 years later, I actually know what she means. I don't have to motivate these people. I'm not calling them to check up on them or tell them what to do. They're calling me to tell me what they've done and the promotions that they've made. I don't have to motivate or incentivize my leaders. They do. They lead. And they would do it with or without me. Which is why I tell people, you are not responsible for others' success or failure. But you are responsible to get them off to a great start. So what do I mean by that? Well, someone in my business is successful. I can't say, well, they were successful because of me. No, they were successful because they worked hard. In the same respect, I can't say, well, they failed because of me. No, I gave them the same training as everyone else, even the same training as someone who is successful. They chose not to implement the systems, the activity that I put before them. But what I am responsible to do for everyone on my team is to help them to get off to a fast start. So if you've had the same volume or the same title for years, no amount of training or motivating your team is going to magically change them all. They may be happy with where they're at. You know, I had a guy on my team who, when he joined the business, I asked him his goals and he said, I want to make $50 a month to take my wife to dinner. So could you imagine if I'm trying to train and motivate him to become a millionaire, to grow my check? He's quite happy with where he's at. That's why it's important that you understand their goals, that you understand their why, and you take responsibility, personal responsibility for your own success. You need to keep building and recruiting and creating new teams. It's easier to give birth than it is to resurrect the dead. So here are my numbers, my personal recruiting numbers to help you to get a healthy perspective of what it could take. It took me 5 years to get to where I am today, but what's 5 years of your life? Now, of course, your odds could be different than mine. It could happen faster or take longer than me. But if you want to achieve my level of success, you need to know what I did to get there. This is not get rich quick. I'm not guaranteeing you anything. But I will tell you, it's possible that you could compress a 30 to 50 year career into 3 to 5 years if you're willing to do the activity and give your business the time that it takes. So I've been in my business for a little over 5 years, and I've personally presented my business to hundreds of people over time, maybe even thousands. That led me to personally sponsoring over 200 people in the business. Now, of those, I have about 30 people who work at a moderate pace, you know, while the rest are, they're just kind of casually promoting products. And of those, 12 of them are top leaders. They've promoted to the top of our plan. But guess what? Of those 12, about 3 of them account for about 80% of my income or my volume. Now, you may be thinking, well, those are pretty poor odds, but really they aren't. Similar to sales of any kind, a small percentage of people may do the majority of the work. I'm sure you've heard of the 80-20 rule, right? You can't change people's desire and their stick-to-itiveness. You really can't motivate the unmotivated. Motivation comes from within. They need to see it. They need to want it. And they need to work for it. As my friend and a leader on our team, Barbie Bassett, says, they're willing to must be greater than they're wanting to. Here's proof that industry averages are pretty similar too, as it relates to how many people you must personally talk to before you find your leaders. I've been invited on stage at major events in our profession, along with other top income earners in their company. And, you know, it's the same exercise every time. We're lined up on stage. We all represent different products. Our companies have different pay plans, but we're all a part of the same powerful profession. Some of us had a few years' experience in the profession. Others have had decades. But we're each asked this question. How many people have you personally sponsored since you started the business? And of those, how many account for over 80% or more of your income? How many leaders on your team? And the results were very similar. We'd been in our business anywhere between 5 to over 25 years. We sponsored anywhere between 50 to over 150 people over time. But most of us had 80% of our income coming from anywhere between 1 to 3 legs or leaders. And I've since seen this exercise done at many events in our profession, and the results are always the same. So what does that mean? The major growth of your organization may be tied to just a few people too, but you never know what your personal set of odds will be until after you succeed. You don't know how many conversations you'll have or how many people will join you before you find those leaders. So talk it up. The more people you share your business with, the better your set of odds are for finding people like yourself, your power partners, your leaders. The cure to what ails you in your business is your personal activity. Don't blame your team on your progress or pace. Take personal responsibility for your own activity and respect your team's effort and pace. Never stop recruiting new customers and new business partners. Focus on daily activity to progress towards success. My rule for myself is this. 3 to 5 new contacts per day keeps the leads coming my way. If I'm home, I'm making 3 to 5 calls to new people on my contact list. If I'm out, I'm handing out 3 to 5 business cards and having conversations with people that I meet, and I'm staying in touch. I'm not done until I've made those connections and continue to work through my numbers, which in turn increases my odds for finding success and finding those power partners. So what are your odds? Your success is directly related to the degree in which you're willing to work to find others like yourself who are committed to succeed. Would you be willing to hear many no's to sign up over 100 people and strike gold and find 3 power producers like I did? You have your own set of odds, and you won't know what they are until after you've succeeded. But I assure you, if you've sat in one of your company conventions and you've looked around at a full stadium, you know that there are other people who think that this is just as great as you do. There's other people out there. If you haven't achieved the level of success you desire yet, you could give up and assume that the business model doesn't work for you, but it magically works for those leaders that you see strut their stuff across the stage at that convention. Or you can accept the fact that you're working through your own odds. Don't give up until you succeed. Keep your network marketing funnel full. As a leader, I'm always looking for ways to fill my prospecting funnel. I revisit past prospects anytime something is new. And I might say, oh, I don't know if your timing has changed, but if there's ever time to take a look at our business, the time is now. And I tell them what's new and exciting. One of my newest business partners just joined me. She literally has been watching the business over the course of a few years and finally said the time is right. Never scratch them off your list. Always revisit them after a big event or a big announcement in your company. I even revisit my customers from time to time and say, well, you know, I'm not sure if you're ever considering joining us, but as a distributor of the product, I get a deep discount. And I earn extra money by sharing our products with others. Would you be interested in me sharing more? One of our top leaders, one of our top producers on our team came from this approach. A woman named Debbie Coder, she was watching Crystal Archie on Facebook. And Crystal was posting great pictures of before and afters. And Debbie approached her and said, hey, Crystal, I've been watching you. I've been watching these pictures. I've been watching your excitement for the product. And I want to learn a little bit more about your products. And Crystal told her all about the products and eventually said, well, Debbie is a distributor of the products. I actually get a great discount. Would you be interested in hearing more about what I do and how you can get a discount too? And Debbie said, sure. It was as simple as that. And Crystal told her all about the opportunity. Debbie joined her, and as a mom of five, is now a six-figure earner in our company today. Revisit those customers. I also host coffee and conversations event at my home. I regularly invite people and allow my new people to invite guests too. And I ask people to host events for me. You know, I say, would you be willing to host an event for me? I'd love to meet new people in your area or in your network, and I'll give you some free product as a thank you. I leverage social media. Go to my YouTube channel and find my free social media part one and social media part two training sessions. This is how I generate most of my leads, via social media. I share before and after pictures. I share product testimonials and press. I share business success stories. And I welcome new distributors on my personal page. Think about it this way, guys. If you're doing everything on a business page, who's going to follow you there? Only your team and your customers. You want your whole network to see what you're doing. Now, as I explain in social media part one and social media part two, I sprinkle in my business along with my personal and inspirational posts so I don't seem like a walking advertisement. Aside from social media, I network when I'm out and about, and I network formally at networking events. I also have created a rockin' referral rewards program, which I outline in my book, Rock Your Network Marketing Business, and in my CD series, The Rockstar Recruiting School. This is where I offer people free product or a portion of my cash bonus for their referrals. I have my assistant and my sisters regularly referring people on. I found one of my top leaders, Emily, this way. I want you guys to imagine this. Both my mom and I are six-figure monthly earners in our company. And believe it or not, my sisters have no desire to do the business. Maybe it's because they see how much we're on the phone. And so I said to my sisters, if you're willing to spread the word and just help me out a bit, I'll reward you with product or a part of my bonus, your pick. And I gave them some links to post on Facebook, some videos and testimonials, and some things that they could email out to their contacts as well. That's led me to several new partners on my team. One of them is one of my top leaders, Emily Pinataglou. I work out at her gym. She saw my sister's post on Facebook and said she wanted to learn more and came to one of our meetings and ended up signing up and becoming one of the top leaders in the company. Talk about a gift that keeps on giving. So leaders, I want you to get back to the basics of your business. I personally sponsor, on average, at least two new distributors every single month. You need to rock your recruiting and help to get your newbies off to a strong start. And keep doing that again and again and again. Now we'll talk about how in this series. I'll share specifics. But for now, stop trying to spin plates. Love people. Lead them and know when to let go and keep them plugged into your proven system. You know, some people say work with the willing. Well, I'd say work with the working and love the rest of them by keeping them plugged into your stellar systems and keep your calendar available when they come to you with their income producing activity, when they want to share your time with a prospect for a prospecting call, or have you help them host an event that's going to build their business. So let's talk about your calendar and where you're spending your precious time. I want you to look at your week and be honest about where you're spending your time. Go ahead, open up your calendar right now. When I started my business, I had a full-time job. I was taking college credits. I had numerous family commitments. And I was even helping my husband build his landscape construction business. I started my business in very part-time hours, but I was very intentional with my time. I remember making calls on commutes and even eating lunch in my car at times in order to make sure that I got in my calls for that day. So here's what I want you to do when you look at your weekly planner. The first thing is, block off non-business events. That's your family and commitment, your family commitments, and the time spent with them. You will never hear me training to sacrifice your family. That's what you're doing this business for, right? That's your why. Block off that non-negotiable time that you spend with them. Those are date nights, important events in your kid's life, etc. Block them off. This way, you know, you don't feel obligated or pressed. If you know you're committed to that, when somebody asks you, your answer can be no if they're asking you to do something in that time, and you can give them an alternate time. Then I want you to block off any standing team meetings, trainings, events, or calls. You know you're committed to those. Then I want you to look at the white space that's left. If you're working, of course, that can be the white space that's left, maybe on your lunch hour or commutes. If you don't work, it could be the rest of the day or while the kids are at school. 75 to 80% of that time should be spent personally prospecting for new leaders on your team or for customers. The rest of your time should be spent on training and developing systems. And that can be, you know, getting newbies off to a fast start as well, which we're going to talk about throughout the series. Now, set some personal recruiting goals in there. I recently sponsored 10 people last month. Now, you may think, well, that's impressive, but don't be too impressed. This was the only time, actually it was no, the second time that I've done this in 5 years. Why? Well, I set a specific goal to get to 10. I made a chart with 10 boxes, and I wasn't going to stop until each box was full. The last time I did that was when I set a specific goal too. Goal setting has been a huge key to my success. I only did this when I set the goal and tracked my progress. I was extremely intentional. I suggest that you set monthly goals too, your personal goals. Then share your goals and schedule time to get your family into alignment with them. Share it with your sponsor or even an accountability partner. Right now I have 2 accountability partners. I'm the top earner in my company, yet I have accountability partners, leaders on my team that we're all on a text loop with each other and we're sharing what's new and exciting. It's always positive. It's always productive. It's always action oriented. We're always pinging in to tell when we have a new partner, a new preferred customer, or a new prospect. And it's so encouraging. Now, to get to those goals, you're going to have to set daily activity goals. So, for example, you just can't say, oh, I want to lose 5 pounds this month without tracking your calories and your exercise daily. One of our leaders, Carrie, trained on that recently on a call. You have to have a plan. You can't say, I want to sponsor 2 without first being committed to at least reaching out to 3 new people a day. So set some daily activity goals. Try the 3-2-1 method. Reach out to 3 new prospects each day to keep leads coming your way. Follow up with 2 prospects you've spoken with before and reach out to 1 member on your team to help them with their progress. Now don't forget, inside of that busy schedule of yours, to include time for personal and professional growth too. So for me, I do not wake up starting my day with calls and chaos. I actually set my daily schedule, and I'll talk to you in a bit about how I do that based on the time that I want to start my day. And I always leave time in the morning for myself, for my personal and professional growth. This is my time for my daily devotions. This is my time for any leadership videos, training classes, calls, or maybe books that I'm reading. This is my time to grow. I'm a student of the profession. Taking time for our personal and professional growth is so important. It provides nourishment for our souls. It fuels our minds. It makes us a more effective leader for the people in our lives that we influence, our families, our friends, and our teams. And if I could encourage you to implement one thing today, it would be to plan to wake up each day and just as you eat your breakfast, to fuel your body and begin to feed your mind too, because you can only go as far as you grow. And your team can only go as far as you grow, as far as you can lead them. I like to spend each morning devoting attention to my personal and professional growth, and it's the perfect way to power start my day and to really help me to prepare for the week. I like to end each day the same as well. So I'm thinking and believing for positive things before my head hits the pillow. So I'm not starting the day with chaos, with emails, with TV, with text messages, or even with calls. I feed and fuel myself with prayer, with devotions, with reading personal and professional development materials, and listening to positive and uplifting music. I even fill the empty time when I drive to listening to training CDs, just like this, and I make my car a rolling university. I listen to things that teach me how to become a better person and a more effective leader. I'm extremely intentional about my daily self-programming, so I'm more effective as a wife, a friend, a sister, a daughter, and a leader. Again, my business can only grow as much as I do. You're in control of your time. You must take control of your time, or your time controls you. We each have the same amount of hours in our day. No one creates your busy schedule but you. So I want to share with you some time management tips. Here they are. I hope they will help you out. First, outsource where necessary. I couldn't always afford a house cleaner, but I reinvested my earnings, even in the beginning, into getting a house cleaner. So I had 8 extra hours in the week to exchange time for something I didn't love, and that was cleaning, for something that I did love and that would reward me in the long term, my network marketing business. You see, I couldn't afford to, but I really couldn't afford not to. Think about that. Instead of spending my earnings, I said, okay, $100 or whatever it was. You know, if I made a $100 check, I could hire somebody to clean my house for that. And I did. And in exchange, I had 8 more hours to build my business and free me up from something that I didn't love. Now I also outsource some projects by hiring a virtual assistant. She helps me schedule prospecting calls, personal appointments, travel, managing recognition, etc. You can eventually grow into this too. Maybe you're not ready for that yet, but that's something to grow into. Here's what you can do. Perhaps you can free yourself up by carpooling with another parent at school. Maybe you can cut out TV or talk time on the phone. You're going to have to make healthy exchanges to live a life you truly love through network marketing. You'll do now what others won't to later live a life that others can't. Notice I said healthy exchanges, though. I didn't say to sacrifice. So what do I mean? What I mean is this. You can and should have it all. Don't sacrifice your family. They are your why. Don't sacrifice your why. Relationships are number one. Your team in the profession can never love your family as much as you do. Your family needs you more than we do. They can find and follow other leaders, but your family doesn't want another you. You'll have to learn to say no and learn how to balance and prioritize your time and be willing to delegate to others on your team, which in turn raises up new leaders. As I share some of these success systems in the series, you're going to have to ask yourself, how can you share these responsibilities and divide up trainings and implement systems together as a team? It's not about you having to do it all. So if you get overwhelmed, you need to stop and back up and say, okay, I don't have to implement all of this now. Maybe I'll implement one thing that I learned from her this quarter and one thing the next, but I'm going to have Susie Q do X, Y, and Z. And there may be times where you're going to have to say no. I was actually asked to participate in a big project that would bring big publicity to my brand. And guess what I said? I respectfully decline. Why? I don't need to do everything because I can. I'm committed only to doing the things that bring me peace. I'm led by peace. I didn't start this business to be overcommitted and stressed out and strained financially and with my time. You know, let's even talk about finances, you guys. People get into this business, make some money, and they start blowing it all, and they're more strained and stressed than when they started. No, I did this for freedom in my finances and freedom in my time to spend it with those that I love. Guys, I want the same for you. Yes, we have to work hard to make strides in our business, and the rewards are worth it. But we have to keep our commitments to family and friends in check, as relationships are the most valuable thing we have. And the only thing that leave an eternal, generational, lasting effect. Time is the currency of relationships. Time is the currency of relationships. You want your relationship to grow with your kids? You need to spend time with them. You want your relationship to grow with your spouse? You need to spend time with them. You want your relationship to grow with your leaders? You need to spend time with them. Whatever you do, don't sacrifice your why in the process of getting to your dream. Again, I believe you can and you should have it all. A healthy and happy family life, as that's the legacy you leave when you leave this earth. And a happy and healthy business, so you can create that legacy to pass on to your family and your future generations. It's my job to teach you how. It's your job to implement what I teach you. So let me quickly share with you a few success systems that I love that have helped me to save a lot of time and spend time in the places that matter most in my business. I have no other reason for sharing them with you other than I use these services and I love them. These are time management tools that I use that make my business more simple and duplicable. Here they are. There's four that I want to talk about on this session. Number one, freeconferencing.com or a free conference call system of some sort. Just Google free conferencing. Number two, timetrade.com or an online appointment booking system. You can Google Timetrade or you can Google an online appointment system. Number three, Facebook groups. And number four, a newsletter system. There's ones like MailChimp, Constant Contact, or Mad Mimi. You can Google different newsletter services and templates. Let's first talk about the free conference call service. You know, this is a great service that allows you to host large group opportunity calls or orientation calls or virtual trainings where people dial in. It's free and it's easy and it allows you to reach your whole team at once. Or your whole team and their prospects all at once. And it allows you to leverage your time and talents. I use these type of systems for weekly opportunity or orientation calls. And by the way, when I say opportunity or orientation, they're opportunity calls for our prospects, but they're orientation calls for our newbies. I'm talking about the company, the products, the opportunity, giving success stories. I want guests to hear it and join, but I also want my newbies to hear it and learn the messaging and build their belief in what they're doing. And I use these calls as well to offer team training weekly as well. The next service that I love is timetrade.com. It's TimeTrade.com at the time that I'm recording this. It's one of my favorite services that I use to book three-way calls. Now, I don't have time to train all about three-way calls on this session, but I go in depth in my book, Rock Your Network Marketing Business, and my CD series, The Rockstar Recruiting School. To be honest with you, I'm being totally transparent with you, your leaders. I used to hate three-way calls. And you want to know why? It was because of the amount of time that I was wasting going back and forth when somebody would come to me and say, hey, do you have any times available to speak to so-and-so? And I would say, hey, I have between 3 and 5 o'clock. And then they go back to that person. That person says, oh, no, I'm not available at 3 and 5. How about Wednesday? And then they come back to me. And by the time they booked the call time on Wednesday that I had available, now somebody else booked me. I was spending half of my time trying to schedule those calls and answering emails and texts and Facebook messages, and it was getting overwhelming. Yet I knew that I had to do them. Three-way calls are one of the most important tools in our MLM toolbox. What are three-way calls? Well, it's just a conference call with you, your new consultant, or your consultant and their guests, where they can invite them to hear more about your story and the company's story. And these calls are so important because they provide third-party validation and social proof. It allows guests to see what's possible by hearing your success story. And for new distributors, these calls are imperative. It allows them to get off to a fast start and hear how you share the business and answer questions and handle objections. It keeps it so simple that all they have to do is learn how to invite their guests on a call with you. It gets them off to a fast start. It perfects their language and skill. They learn from you. And not to mention, it fosters duplication in your organization and provides social proof and validation to the prospect. Leaders on my team use these calls too. I do three-way calls with my prospects because it allows people to hear different perspectives, different stories, and it further validates your opportunity. So here are some helpful tools in scheduling the three-way call. When a prospect expresses interest after hearing more from you or from a call or from a meeting or from an event, I teach my team that if they're new, they could say, you know, I want to share more, but I'm new and I'm just getting started. Can I introduce you to my business partner to share more with you? This way you'll get all of your questions answered, and this will help me to learn too. And if they're not new, I might have them say, I have access to a top leader in the company, and I'd love to introduce you guys. You'd love hearing your story, and I think you guys would get along well. Can I make an introduction? Now, when they agree to learn more, they can schedule the time with me. I use a service that I love called Time Trade. And by the way, I believe they'll give you a free trial. But here's why I love them. It's an online scheduling system that keeps my team from having to go back and forth between me and their prospects to find a time to coordinate three busy schedules, the prospect, my team member, and mine. Instead, I choose the times that I'm available, I put them on my electronic calendar, and my team member can see the available times that I want to do calls and that I haven't been booked. And they can just call up their prospect with the calendar up and schedule the time that's mutually available for the three of us. I get an alert to my phone before the call, and I call them. And it even allows them to tell me more about their prospects or their objections in the notes section. So I'm totally prepared for the call. It's simple, it's professional, and it saves me so much time. This is a tool that I use every single day. Another tool that I use every day is Facebook groups. Here's why. I have closed Facebook groups for my team that allows them to post questions and also allows others beside me to answer those questions. Thank goodness, this totally cut down on the amount of emails I was getting because they could go to a group, quickly ask a question, somebody else would answer it, and they would move on. They wouldn't have to wait for me to answer my email. And it cut down drastically on the amount of communication that I was getting. I train my team to also use these groups to create culture, which we're going to talk more in depth about in one of these sessions, by welcoming their new consultants and posting pictures of them on the page. And those newbies immediately get rushed by welcome to the team replies, and they feel a part of our community. We use this place to post recognition too, which edifies the person receiving it and encourages and engages the rest of our team. These groups are also a great way to post an update and reach your group quickly without having to send them a bunch of emails and fill their inbox. They're a great way to post the updates, to remind them of calls and events, post educational tips, and motivational messages too. Most people are spending their time on Facebook anyway. Why not have an outlet for your team there as well? Now here's another tool that I love. I love a good newsletter system. I use Constant Contact, but I know a lot of leaders who use Mad Mimi or other systems or services. Check out whatever makes best sense for you. Monthly newsletters are a great way to remind your team of systems, calls, events, and a perfect place to provide recognition of your newbie knockouts, your superstar sellers, and your rockstar recruiters. I'm going to talk more about recognition in one of these sessions. But basically any other major promotions or incentive achievers. It's also a great place to highlight a rock star of the month who exudes the spirit of your company. Somebody giving to the greater good, who supports others in a collaborative nature, even if they aren't on their team. Because you want to foster this and encourage this type of behavior and recognize this as this creates culture, which is the glue that holds your team together. One team with one mission to change a lot of lives. Guys, that's what this is all about. Changing lives. At the end of your day, there won't be any teams. Your accolades, your titles, your earnings won't count. What people will remember of you is how you changed their lives and what you contributed to the quality of their life. And that's the beauty of this business. We get to change lives of people on our teams, outside of our teams, our upline or downline. We get to change our prospects' lives as we share with them hope and opportunity. And we get to bless those outside of our business with our time, talent, and resources that our business gives for us. That's the beauty of it all. I hope someday at my funeral that we have to meet in a stadium. That's my goal. I want to change that number of lives. I want to change lives, not just in my business, but in our powerful profession. Most people would hide all of these secrets from you. But I freely share what I know with all of you. The measure in which you give is the measure in which you will receive. If you can be trusted with little, you can later get and receive a lot. I look at the gift that I have in this business, the knowledge that I have, and I know that it's not been given for me, just for me. It's been given to me to share with all of you. And a gift isn't a gift until you freely give it away. So in these sessions, I want to teach you all that I know to take your business to the next level and rock your ranks of leadership in your company and to go after a life that you dream of and that your family desires and you deserve. So let's talk about when. What's important now? Number one, I want you to get an accountability partner right away and set boundaries and guidelines of how you're going to touch base. So for example, if it's through a text loop, establish it. If it's through a weekly talk time, talk about the time and how long you'll spend on the phone and set boundaries. Boundaries are healthy. Hey, we're not going to talk about anything negative. The business is hard enough. We're going to say, okay, who's your hottest prospect and how can I help you close them? What ideas are you working on this week? Number two, set personal recruiting goals. Share them with your spouse, your sponsor, and your accountability partner. And you know, as you set these goals, you could do little achievements with your family like, hey, when mom gets this, we're going to have a pizza party. Bring them in on it. Number three, set your schedule. Block out that family time and your standing meetings and events and calls. And then choose your time that you're going to be available for that income producing activity, your prospecting, and the three-way calls for your personal team. Set up an online calendar for people to be able to plug into you. And by the way, I did a tutorial of that on my blog at sarahrobbins.com. I think the best way to find that, if you go to sarahrobbins.com and you go to the blog tab, there's a little search bar. Just type in the word time trade. It's all one word. And you'll find how literally the tutorial I did on how I do an online scheduling system. And last, get systems in place. Get set up with Facebook groups and free conferencing lines. And remember, if you're overwhelmed, take a step back. It's not my fault. You're allowing yourself to get overwhelmed. Just establish one of these things that I talked to you about today and see where you can pull in other leaders to help you with the rest. Now, I'm going to be teaching you how to establish effective systems for your team in the next session. So I want you to get ready for it and to rock on, rock stars. I'll see you on the next session on how to establish a successful system that will lead to dynamic duplication on your team. See you there.